Okay, guys. So I don't have a lot of time today because the coronavirus seems to have made me more busy than usual even. Today, let's focus on something, on some different ways to make topic sentences. So the way we will do this is by expanding the connecting phrase from last time to include 7 new words that we can use depending on the situation. Let's introduce these 7 words below, along with the prepositions and other elements that go with them. So number 1 is an explanation plus 4 plus noun. Number 2 is a drawback plus of plus a noun or a gerund. 3 is an advantage plus of plus a noun or a gerund. 4 is a consequence of plus a noun or a gerund. 5 is a justification plus 4 plus a gerund. 6 is a way plus 2 plus an infinitive. 7 is a reason plus why plus a noun. A good safe way to write the topic sentence of a body is to use a connecting phrase such as on the one hand and combine it with one of these 7 phrases. Let's take a look at an example for the following question from Cambridge IELTS 13. Living in a country where you have to speak a foreign language can cause serious social problems, as well as practical problems. To what extent do you agree or disagree with this statement? Here's body paragraph topic sentence 1. On the one hand, one drawback of speaking a foreign language is that it can cause a lot of social problems, such as reclusiveness and friction. Now, if we analyze this body paragraph topic sentence, we can see it closely follows a structural formula, which is 1, a connecting phrase, on the one hand. 2 is the topic, one drawback of speaking a foreign language. 3 is the be verb plus that. 4 is the subject, it, or you could use another subject. And 5 is the claim, which is a modal verb plus, a modal plus a verb, which is can cause. Shall we try again for the body 2? Let's do it. Body paragraph topic sentence 2. On the other hand, an advantage of talking in a foreign language is that a person can grow and develop a new skill. So the second body matches the first one and adds a very nice sense of balance to the body section. One thing we do need to be aware of when we use these phrases, and a problem I have noticed with my own students, is that when they use number 5, which is a justification, they often do not know how to use it properly. This phrase follows a special formula. We basically use justification to talk about doing something that will upset a lot of people, but finally lead to a good result. Let's take a look. On the one hand, a justification for laying off half the workforce, this is the bad thing that will make many people unhappy, is that the company will be able to remain in business. This is the good result. So if you guys want to write better topic sentences, try using these really nice tips. I'm sure you'll be on the road to achieving a 6.0 or more for your task 2 essay. So see you next time. Okay, guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So see you next time.